Aaron, how tough is it to see Josh Jones walk off the field today?
I'm not too concerned. I think he'll be okay. I don't think it's anything too serious unless something changes, but I think he'll be okay.
You didn't have Whitehead either. Does that put some stress on your guys, or do you think you have enough guys to get through?
A little bit. The older guys got a little extra work today, Morgan and how they needed it. They didn't play much the other night, so I don't think it was a bad thing, but they got a little extra work.
What was that first game like for Josh? You played in some Nitro, I think.
And then yes.
Some back.
Yeah. Probably a little spotty, and I thought he started out well, and then he had some rookie moments, as we'll say. But he's getting better, and he's doing some good things. And we know it's not going to be perfect starting out. But he's got a play style that we like. He's got to keep flying to the ball, and he's got to keep hitting people. And we got to find a way to eliminate the mistakes. But that's all part of the process.
Is that easier said than done with him? Because he has had so much. I mean, he's playing linebacker. He's at safety. Is it tough to cut back on mistakes when he's got when there's a lot on his mental plate? Or
it is, but nothing has changed. I mean, we don't make excuses. I mean, we ask guys to do certain things. We don't ask them to do things that we don't think they could handle. And obviously, it could be tougher on others. And we are asking Josh to do a lot, particularly for a rookie. But he's handling it. And once you show us you've learned it, when you don't do it, most of the time it's a focused deal. So he's just got to stay focused and understand that you can't relax, you can't take a play off, and you really have to be dialed in, play in and play out. Because otherwise, if you don't, particularly on the back end, it could lead to explosive gains, which is something that we talk about not happening.
Darren, when you were playing for Dom, how much did you tackle, like actually tackle in practice back in the old days?
Not a lot of tackling to the ground. Most of it was thud. And we had an old popsicle, we called it, that Coach LeBeau used to keep in an individual period that we had to take to the ground. And that was about as close as we got to taking guys to the ground. But obviously with the padded practices, the two-a-days and so forth, he had a lot more thud. And it probably was a little bit different back then in terms of the contact. But probably the limited amount of contact that we have in pads, you know, it's probably the biggest difference.
I'm just wondering because, you know, I know Mike was not happy with the tackling. And it seems to me that tackling a human being who's trying to prevent you from tackling them is a lot different than tackling a donut and landing on a mat.
No question.
I'm wondering what the challenges are to get to where you want to be tackling-wise at this point.
I think the big thing is obviously we want to be better, and we can't have the missed tackles that we had Thursday night. But first time out the gate, it's going to be a little sloppy, and we got to clean that up. We know that. The thing about those tackling rings, we were getting stiff-armed a few times, not to make excuses. It was almost as if Philadelphia practiced that, because particularly Matthews, when he was in space, and that's something that we're going to work on in terms of knocking the stiff arm down and accelerating our feet through. But I think that was probably the biggest culprit. is we were getting stiff arm, and guys were going down. And if you're not careful, if you're not taught to knock that stiff arm down, they can use your momentum against you and push you down to the ground. But we'll get better on that. And it's early, first time out the gate, and we'll see where we are in the next couple of weeks. But we are out to improve that.
What have you thought of the way Marwin has started training camp so far?
He started out really well, and then he had a tough night, family night, and all I'll say is fear is a good motivator, and he went out and did some good things Thursday night, and we got to keep improving. But he has done some good things, and consistency is probably the big thing, but he certainly has ability.
Darren, I know last year we had to put Morgan in the slot a little bit out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Find something out about him doing that, that maybe you can put him in more situations like that in certain matchup?
I don't know if we found out we could do that because I think all of our safeties do a fairly good job of covering in space because sometimes we bring, you know, our star nickel defender off the slot that we're in charge of covering slot receivers, and that's been no different since I've been here. So we've done it. It's just sometimes the pre-alignment doesn't allow for that. But particularly with our scheme and how we do things, our safeties are asked to cover a lot, and they're on wide receivers quite a bit. So it wasn't anything that we had to find out. It's just that we hadn't designed for him to be there as much as he has this year.
I been up, you know, on guys in press in the slot much before you started doing what you're doing this?
Probably not as much, which to me, I think it's tougher when you're playing off because you really have to be disciplined in your footwork and so forth. I think if you asked a young guy which would he prefer to do, play off or press, most of the young guys are going to say, I want to get up and press and just shout a receiver because it's a little bit easier and you don't have to be as disciplined. And so that's why we spend a lot of time working on our off and our footwork because, again, if you slip up out there and if your technique is faulty, again, obviously you can give up some big plays. But one of the things our scouting department, they do a great job in terms of finding guys that can cover and play in the box, and we feel like we got a few guys that can do that.
Hey, Darren, on the flip side of tackling, and I'm not looking for you to dog some other kid from the other team, but, mm-hmm. you know, the hit that Sullivan put on Malachi was a pretty hard hit. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges for coaching your guys to find that fine line between hard hits and ones that aren't necessarily illegal?
We want to be physical. And the one thing that we don't want to do, which is taboo, we don't want to spear. And the big issue that we have is defenseless receivers and your target, and particularly moving targets. But we want to be physical. We want to have that presence because I think that brings a certain, you know, character, play style to your defense, and we want to play on the edge. But at the same time, we want to be smart. We want to be safe, and we don't want to injure anybody. And so we constantly just talk about being smart, making good decisions, and really not leading with the head and trying to get that shoulder in a little bit more. Where, again, I think I said it before, coming up, it was always about putting your face on people and facing up a guy and so forth, where now we're talking more about leading with the shoulder. But in doing that, you still have to keep your head up and see your target.